Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike. Allie, Squid, Dylon, hanging out with you here on this beautiful Wednesday morning, man. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride in. Thank you so much for bringing us along with you. You can find us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game or on the Odyssey app. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Who is to blame? And the Kirk Cousins saga, coming off the quarterback documentary on Netflix. Do you place blame somewhere else than you originally did? I know people blame Kirk. Some people blame Raheem or Terry or the Falcons organization for drafting Michael Penix or whatever it may be. Where does the blame sit with you? Also, what's your attention level to the Atlanta Braves right now? Are you staying up last night? Are you watching? Did you get past the first inning? Because I did not. I was like, dude, I can't stomach watching one more minute of Didier Fuentes. I didn't think, we went through this conversation 2 weeks ago. I didn't think he'd get another start after his second one. But then you had to out of necessity. Now, necessity is you find somebody else to throw because well, you can't afford one of these. Can't afford one of these every fifth day.
It's not. I think at this point, I'm not sure if it's about affording another one of these for the team in Atlanta. I think it's more about the future of a player who you think has a future in the big leagues. And I don't think you want to. I just don't think running him out at this level is good. What was the guy? There was a guy that we drafted. It was like 2007. And drafted him, and like a month later, he was in the big leagues. And he has like a good outing, and then he gave up like Kyle Davies, I think, is who I'm thinking of.
He gave straight like, from college ball? Or
yeah,
was he?
Yeah, yeah. And he gave up like three grand slams in like his first five appearances, and he was done. And it just, I think it was Kyle Davies, and it just killed him. Grant would know, I'm going to text him, but it just killed his career. And you don't want to do that to Fuentes. You can ruin guys. You can break them mentally.
Yeah.
And this kid's young, so I'm not sure if it's, you know, quite something's going to happen to him like that. But, I think that's where you're at now. And bring up a guy, this little Colby Allard, I think, is down there, who I'd forgotten about. I thought we had traded him. Apparently, he's down there. I think, I know Hurston Waltrip, you could call him up. So that might be a better route than running Fuentes back out there because he's just not ready.
No, and you know what else? Your bullpen's not ready for that, to have to do that every fifth day. To be able to, you know, cover 7-8 innings every fifth day is just not – it's not something you're going to be able to rely on. 404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in on the Braves or the Kirk Cousins drama.
So tonight with Bryce Elder on the mound, are you guys going to be staying up to watch it, or are you just kind of like, I'm good?
I'm going to tentatively watch it. I'm going to schedule myself to watch it.
Okay.
I am. I'm going to schedule myself to at least watch the first few innings. If things start to go sideways again, though, I'm going to be like, you know what? This team doesn't deserve any more of my time. I hate to say that because we've invested so much time as fans into this team and wanting to pull them through, but there just comes a point where in a relationship you have to draw back a little bit. You know what I mean? And I think that's where I'm at.
Protect
with the Braves.
Protect your pieces,
you
they
do.
Say.
You do. And I'm like, dude, y'all are in Sacramento, 10 o'clock start time, all the above. So it is what it is. Let's go out to the phone lines. Again, 404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in on who's to blame in the Kirk Cousins drama. Let's head out to Norris from Commerce. Norris, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Good morning.
What's
I'm going to go ahead and apologize to everyone for my get-off-the-lawn moment. But at this point, I'm just fed up with the entire situation. So my wake-up call goes to everyone. That's media, fans, the organization, Kirk Cousins. Everybody.
Yeah.
It's done. It's over with. It happened last year. We're moving forward. Stop talking about it. Let's focus on the good. We had a great draft. We had great free agency. We made great moves in the offseason. Let's stop focusing on the negative. Let's move forward with the right foot. That's where I stand with this, and that's where I'm trying to get everybody else to stand with it as well, because we're focused on the wrong things.
Yeah.
And as far as the Braves go, I do check in with them on a nightly basis because I've done it my entire life. I'm 37. It'll never stop. The disappointment is never ending this season. It just continues to come along. To be honest with you, I think the beginning of the year with Profar had an effect on the clubhouse. And then they fought back from that. And then the bullpen started blowing everything. And I think the team gave up almost, honestly, is the way that it looks. It's like it doesn't matter. Because if you look at it for the first portion, when we fought back to get back to 500, we were scoring 7 runs, 8 runs, 6 runs, 5 runs. And then the bullpen's blowing the lead. And then you see, now we're not hitting. We're not doing anything. So it's like the offense is feeding off of what has happened. And it's just this negative downfall that just doesn't stop.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, man. Appreciate the phone call. That's Norris from Commerce. I don't know about the pro far thing. And, you know, obviously you're scoring runs at some point. But then you get Ronald Acuna back. And then after the first burst from Ronald Acuna, you kind of fall flat. So it is, you know, look, it is what it is from that aspect.
I got to apologize to Kyle Davies. It was not him. It was Joey Devine I was talking about. He came right out of North Carolina State. He got drafted in, like, June. And then in July, he was right up here.
I think that they beat Bama in the Super Regionals that year. That's a weird thing. Anyways, I know.
I just want to always correct if I say something wrong.
I did really like his point about we need to move on because there has been so much excitement around the Falcons and Michael Penix, James Pierce, you know, all of our draft. Like, we're so excited about this upcoming season. Quarterback, too, just kind of brought it all back up.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely ripped the Band-Aid off of an old wound. And I think, look, here's where it's at. We don't have – the Falcons are not at training camp. That's a couple of weeks away. It's not SEC Media Days or All-Star Game right now. And so, you know, this is the lead on everything nationally.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, you turn on any national website or TV channel, whatever it is, this is what they're talking about, and they're talking about this in the backyard. I will say, to our credit, though, Bo and I have been on this train for months now of this is not going to be a problem with Kirk Cousins being the backup quarterback because the people inside that locker room will not focus on this. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be reading the articles or watching the television shows. He's just going to be another player on the roster. And I think that's I think that's what Norris is trying to say when he's like, dude, let's just move on and let's play some football. And eventually we will get there in a couple of weeks being able to talk about that.
Yeah, this is the last. Remember I said that it's kind of the death rattle for the Braves season. This is that for this Kirk Cousins story. This is the end of it. I think there's some closure being gotten from some fans.
Yeah.
That you're finally getting an insight, kind of seeing inside behind the curtains as much as you can, as much as you ever will for what happens during an NFL player's season. This is as much behind the curtains as you're going to get. And once this is literally tomorrow, you just move on.
Yeah.
You know, when you get done with the shows and documentary, because they edit it to make themselves look better.
Yeah. We do have a full phone line, so I want to make sure we try to get through as much of these as we can. Let's let's go out to an OG at Mike's Mafia HQ. Let's welcome back
Mike
in my
Mafia.
Man,
Will.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good, man. Good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, yeah. So, Kirk Cousins, don't care. Moved on. Braves, let's go. I'll still cheer for them. I've been cheering for them since the late 80s, early 90s.
There you go.
Love them. We'll always watch for them. And then I think Allie asked, what's the best excuse you could give someone when you don't want to do something?
Yeah.
Just don't want to do it. Don't care. Don't like it. Don't want to do it. There's no excuse. I just thought, oh, that sounds like an awful idea. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah. That's, you know what, man? Appreciate the phone call, Will. Hope
that's
you're doing well.
That's actually a perfect call from Will. I agree with him 100%. Everything he said, I'm on board with.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like, hey, don't need to beat around the bush here. Just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about somebody who's that blunt and honest.
Yeah, you still have to preserve people's feelings.
I know. So. It definitely depends on what the topic is.
Imagine it's like, a party. Hey, like, hey, I'm having a party. And you're like, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, somebody invites you to dinner.
I mean,
hey, let's go get dinner. I really don't think that sounds fun.
We're just not. Just say we're not up for it tonight. Just
not up for it.
But I'm with Will, though, about the Braves thing. I've been a fan same amount of time, and this is easier. I mean, I think it's harder to watch because you had expectations, and you're still trying to come to grips with that. But if I watched them during the rebuild, I mean, go look at some of the lineups when they were rebuilding this team before this, what we got, this core we got now. I mean,
Yeah. Frustrating is an understatement for this Braves team right now. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy James up in Marietta. James, what's going on, man?
Good morning. I hope you're having a blessed day first.
Yeah, same to you.
I didn't see a problem with Kirk Cousins. He didn't do anything that any other football player wouldn't do, which is think that they could do it until they can't.
Right. Yeah, try to grit it out.
I watched the show. They're going to say everybody, you know, we watched Patrick Mahomes limp for a whole quarter.
That's a good point.
You know, just to play. But, I mean, I'm going to shift the focus just a little bit. I watched the show, and I thought about it, and I watched those last little three games with Michael Penix, and he scored 33 points, average of 33 points in those last three games. So I really feel like it was the defense that cost us our playoffs.
My friend James, you are you're onto something there, man. And I think and here's the thing too. I think we saw an uptick in the amount of sacks that the defense was getting towards the end of the season, but I don't know that we saw an uptick in production towards the end of the season. They couldn't. The Washington game, Lord knows. Jaden Daniels was doing whatever he wanted to the second half.
You could make an argument that the moment the Falcons playoffs chances were lost was that D'Angelo Malone penalty of what was it, illegal contact?
Yes,
because they had just sacked Jaden Daniels again. They had the lead. They were going to get the ball back, and then what happens? Jaden Daniels goes down there and they score on that drive. That drive turns into a touchdown. If you want to pinpoint one moment, that could be it. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you. I think it's such a good call from James too, because you think back, we spend so much time, and that's, look, there's a reason there's a docuseries called Quarterback, mm-hmm. because the quarterbacks are the focus of the team, and anytime you have a guy who's making that much money, who is, you know, obviously all eyes from the previous version of the quarterback and everything else going on in the NFL, and then you make a draft pick like that, and the amount of people paying attention to it, we tend to forget some of the defensive deficiencies when we look at it as a whole last year and how that season ended, man. So it's...
Cost Jesse Bates his 74th overall ranking.
I mean,
I'm serious. I think that's why he was ranked so low.
I agree. It's because you look at the defense as a whole and you go, oh, I can't have a 74th guy from a defense this bad.
Yeah. That's why I don't think A.J. Terrell.
It's also why Jeff Ulbrich's here.
Undeservedly, A.J. Terrell deserves to be on that list, and he won't be because of the whole thing. Yeah, you know, Jimmy Lake, all those guys.
We can still hold out hope. Maybe we'll see him.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, Hawks GM Ansi Saleh talked with the media yesterday. We're going to get some insights from him coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
The Odyssey app!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. It's Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan behind the glass. It's been quite a day already. Jade Cargill was here. We had Which One Wednesday.
I know. I mean,
we had German tweets.
I feel like she got 2 hours of a pump before she walked in. You know what I mean? I was like, man, what's the yeah? So what's the gym time like? She's like 2 hours. I'm like, I believe it.
Seriously,
I believe it.
I want to throw you under the bus so badly right now. Do you? Would you describe her as homely?
Oh,
yeah. Seriously.
asking for a friend.
I admitted that Lindsay. We talked about that to my wife. And yeah. I was like, hey, you know, the conversation about me saying at one point you were homely. And she basically said, the only thing that saves you from that is I knew what you meant and I took it as a compliment. And I was like, okay, good. Because, you know, if you had just heard that I said that, I don't know that we'd been married right now. Evidently, it's a bad thing to say about a person. I just meant that I'm very comfortable with her.
I heard she's over it, is what I heard. So she's telling you that
like
she's
Norse
moved
and Commerce.
On. She doesn't want to hear about it anymore. I've moved on. Can you please stop talking about it? That's what I heard.
She's Norse from Commerce.
And I'm glad that's dead and buried before you guys go on vacation for a week.
Listen,
not a
we have already had the vacation parent conversation. You guys have probably seen it on Instagram. It's like you meet outside the car whenever you get a chance, maybe kiss in the, you know, behind the car, and you go, look, we are not the enemies of one another. It's the children that are the enemy. All right. They're the enemy in this whole ordeal. It's not you versus me. It's us versus them. Let's make sure we keep it that way. So, yeah, we've already had that conversation too.
There's little moments that I didn't like. Amy is very self-aware, like overly self-aware. Like she thinks that she's wrong on things that I'm like, you're right on. I am somewhat opposite. I'm always right. Even when I know I'm wrong, I'm like, no, I'm right. That's him. He's a jerk, not me. You know, sometimes it's right. Like, you know, last night with the iRacing thing where people are in here in this room. But
I get that there can only be one smartest person in the room, and it's me. So it's okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much my view on life. But there are moments in parenting where I have taken, man, does that make me a bad parent? Was that a bad decision? Like last night, Porkchop came home from grandma daycare and hung out for a while, went to sleep, took a nap. It was a very long nap. Like, I mean, sometimes I think I've heard that when they sleep a lot, they're growing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we had to wake her up and like, hey, it's like, and it was one of those deals where we're out of sync now. And it's too late to keep her up for a while and give her another bottle, but you got to feed her. Do you just give her the bath, bottle, put her back down?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what we did. And then I was like thinking, man, should I have like should we have, and I say I, but should I have went to Amy like, hey, maybe we should wake her up? Like, should we have talked? Like, but you don't wake a sleeping baby, right?
Right.
I don't think that feeling ever ends either. Like I'm 5 years into this thing, and I know that people, you know, obviously there's, you know, just parents with kids that are grown, but I don't think it ever ends. I always wonder if I'm messing my kids up.
But I didn't think it would be something as small as you let her nap too long. I thought it'd be more like, you know, should you let her play with that knife or something, you know?
Like, am I screwing this child up for the long run? I don't know.
It's just funny.
That nap could decide whether or not she graduated college.
Yeah, you don't ever make her a serial killer.
The butterfly effect, yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Well, anyways. I know it was, what, last week? It's gone by so fast that Ansi Saleh hit the ground running by getting some new Hawks in here, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Luke Kennard. And we also heard when that was happening that Trae Young was a part of that process. And yesterday, Ansi Saleh did talk to the media about how Trae's involvement really happened.
Yeah, with T.Y., I mean, like, that's the growth and development I think everybody saw from last year. He was, you know, he went out there, talked to these guys. Like, he was great in the recruiting process. We all help recruit these guys, could come in, and it was awesome that he did that, and he's extremely excited about this team.
Well, first of all, you know, it's Ansi Saleh could be a gentleman's club DJ without the eat voices. You know what I mean? He's down here. Yeah, welcome to the stage. I think I'd pay to be a fly on the wall for those conversations between Trae when he is recruiting other players, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he simply going out and, like, I think part of the conversation is about what Atlanta's like as a basketball town, like what the, you know, what it's like to be a part of this organization, what the organization means to him. But I think there's also a basketball aspect of it. It's like, here's how you fit into my game. Here's what I've wanted to get accomplished for the last 7 years, and here's why I haven't been able to get that accomplished, and here's why a guy like you can help us get to the promised land on the way I build my game. So I think, look, I love the fact that he's a part of those conversations. Whether or not Trae Young is here for the long run, I think it's something, you know, still left to be decided. But I think when you look at Trae being a part of those talks, at least for the upcoming year, it makes me even more excited to see the product on the floor.
Well, I also think it builds a chemistry before they even get here, because you know that dude wants to play with you and vice versa, right? And so right. I think that there are times you're a little bit more willing to work with people if you've had some input on it, right? And you're involved in it instead of just someone walking a person in the door and saying, this is your new shooting guard, this
right.
is your new forward, this is your new bench player, this is your new best friend. Be best friends.
Right.
Here.
Go.
Right? And it's kind of harder. But then again, sometimes it makes it difficult working with friends. Like, it can be harder working with friends, too, because there is a separation. But I think the fact that Trae's going out and recruiting players that want to play with him and vice versa, you also can never – Trae's been given a chance that not a lot of athletes get to do, and that's go find guys that they want to play with and say that, you know, I had management openly listen to me. Now, if it doesn't work, you know, that was the thing about DeJounte. When DeJounte thing didn't work, a lot
right.
of fans, including me, was like, hey, man, that was your dude. You went and met with him. You wanted to play with him, and then you and him couldn't make it work. That's on Trae to me as much as it was the organization. Now, it was a bad trade, so that, you know, that first and foremost. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of the way it rolls in.
Well, and I think that's my interested part of what Ansi Saleh was having to say is, like, when you talk about Trae recruiting people, how much of that is like, I've talked to Quinn. You know, we have this set up for that. We really need somebody that can bring this to the table. You know, we need somebody that can do this. And like, those X's and O's conversations, or is it just a straight up like, man, this is a great town.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, Boosie's going to be courtside. It, you know, like the whole thing. Like, I'm assuming it's a little bit of everything, but I'm just intrigued by what the topics are.
Yeah, and one other thing that Ansi Saleh was talking about yesterday, everyone's curious about, you know, the future of Trae Young, Dyson, but if you want to know about their contracts, you're not going to find out from Ansi Saleh.
I'll be honest with you guys, like, when the contractual stuff, like, you guys are going to hate me for this, but I don't talk about any of that stuff publicly, whether it's TY or Dyson, that's not how I roll with everything, and you guys aren't going to get anything out of me there, so.
Welcome to the stage, Destiny. I just, like, I love it, man, because this is, again, he's right. We're going to hate you for that. I would love to have some insight
yep.
on that. But from the former athlete perspective of that, it's like, yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And the thing is, from Ansi Saleh's perspective, and I think we all know this from having just talked about Terry Fontenot a minute ago, not a lot of good can come from it, right? You don't want to show people your deck of cards. You don't want to show your hand. You don't want to, you know, there's a lot of different aspects to it. Is if you're going to, you know, give Trae Young an extension, you don't want to know what, you don't want to let people know what your value of him is or his agent or whatever. If you think you're going to trade him at some point, you don't want other teams to know what the value you have for him is or whether or not you're building around him or, you know, whatever else it may be. So I understand everything he's talking about from a business standpoint. I think he's going about it the right way, as much as it might suck with the chairs we're sitting in right now.
I just love how you doubled down. You guys aren't going to like this.
Yeah.
You're not going to like
this. I'm just going to lay it out there.
I grew to like Landry Fields. You know, kind of learned more about him, everything. But he was just a little bit, to me, it always felt like he was a little bit awkward in this kind of stuff. Ansi is very comfortable talking. He is very comfortable telling you who he is, how he feels, and how he operates. And I love that. I'm always refreshed by guys that are just like, I'm not going to do this. I'll do that. This is what you'll get from me. You won't get this. Because, you know, when you hem and haw and dance around questions, you never know where you stand or what that person is. But yeah. When you're pretty, he's very upfront with what he's doing, what he's saying. In both of the press conferences I've heard him, this is what I am. And it's refreshing.
I agree.
I get these sense from him. Maybe I'm wrong that he's very no nonsense.
Yeah.
And in that is why I've kind of come, one of the things that helped me other than what I saw structured is why I don't know if Trae gets that deal this year. I wholeheartedly believe this is a prove it year for this entire core. Well, the expensive part of the core.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I think the young part will be here. And so it's refreshing because I just have confidence. When someone speaks with confidence, you get confidence in them.
Yeah. Because
you feel like, you know, again,
it helps the week he had last week. Kind of helps.
It does.
It's like, yeah, I feel good about him.
Okay, but when do you remember? All right, let's put it this. Landry Fields seemed to dance around. I liked him, but he danced around questions. Fair?
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess what you're trying to say is Ansi's answer was more direct, like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Landry would say, well, our the way we do things here is we're going to do this and that.
It's part of our process.
Yes. And then when do you ever remember a week of Landry Fields having like Ansi Saleh had?
Never.
Even when we had the number one pick, you're like, yeah, he lucked his way into that. Or, yeah, well, you made the trade for DeJounte. Other than the trade for Dyson Daniels. And that was the frustrating thing about letting rid of Landry's. I feel like he was starting to figure it out at the end.
So Ansi Saleh is going to be the type, if you invite him to a party, he's going to say, I don't want to come.
Yeah.
No excuses. He's just going to lay it out to
like,
you.
He's like Will from the Mafia HQ. Hey, man, that just doesn't sound fun to me.
Well,
I'm going to be honest.
While the excitement builds around the Hawks, the Brave season continued last night. Did you sleep through it? We're going to give you an update on that. And we've got a Life of Squid.
If you're a radio host sitting in my seat, don't ever call a Hall of Famer fat and out of shape and embarrassing, because you might be the fat, out of shape, embarrassing one. We'll talk about who I'm talking about next on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 97 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
And no, they don't work here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. You've got Mike here, Bo across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
This is the first show you've ever done where Mike and I are beefing.
It hasn't been that bad, though.
I'm not beefing with you.
Oh, well, I guess it's a one-way beef, then.
It's a one-way beef. It's a silent beef. I don't... Look, man, we had a little on-track incident last night. It's like to me, it's the Alex Bowman Bumble Wallace from the last from the last race, Chicago Street Course. It is what it is. I have no hard feelings, so I'm not beefing.
But you shouldn't. I mean, I'm not sure how you would have hard feelings when you put someone in the wall.
Yeah, I didn't put you in the wall. But,
he's
yeah.
already apologized. Like, what else do you need? I just want to know.
Time
just wants to be salty.
Time will heal.
Time.
You know what's gonna happen is. I'm gonna unintentionally. This is the problem. I never get my get back. It's gonna be unintentional. Something's gonna happen. I'm gonna unintentionally damage his car, and then I'll be like, well, that wasn't worth it. But then I'll just be like, well, get what you get.
Yeah, I think that I unintentionally tapped your bumper last night. Yeah,
tapped?
I can't even.
Tapped?
Yes. Okay. Don't make me go to the phone lines, okay?
I'm going
to
tell you something. You dumped me. That's what they call it.
Okay. I'm going to let that go. I'm
literally going to wreck you tonight as quick as I can.
yeah. I do want to bring up one thing. Allie saved my life this morning. Get in the elevator.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, forgot about this. Like I always walk into work with two drinks and one's my caffeine and one's my water. And I have my hands full and I have my backpack on and I walk straight into a spider web. And I just happened to look over at my shoulder and there was a massive spider. And I was like, oh God. Ah. Allie, who
was,
I'm only
where,
assuming
where
is scared
the,
of a spider.
Where was the spider?
Right out. Right outside
it
the
on
elevator.
You at this point?
Yo, it's right here. Dude, right
on his shoulder.
On my shoulder. And Allie just starts swiping at me. If you just look from across the parking deck, you would think she was probably trying to fight me.
Because
she just starts swinging on me. And I was like, yes, get it. Allie, get it. Ah!
You were that close to turning into Spider-Man.
It could be. I wonder if there's security footage of it. Because it was absolutely hysterical.
It was so funny.
I was thinking, like, this is terrifying, but I have to do this.
Yeah. I was like, you're my hero. Thank you.
Good on you. Because, like, the last thing we need is another person here with an insect bite. That was the other thing that sucked last night, as I was itching.
Oh,
like these
man.
Things, these spots, these places itch.
Yeah.
And they're still itching. When do they stop itching?
Did you get any afterbite yet?
No.
I'll bring it to you. I got some of those. I'll bring it to
but
you.
But I'm like, I was like on fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you survived that scary incident.
Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Like the only way that I could get through that. I was about to have to throw my smart water bottle across the parking deck to get that thing off.
Do you know what kind it was?
It was... Like not like the Daddy Long Legs, but like a little bit different version of that.
It was like a bigger version of a Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah.
But
are you sure?
I sincerely hope like Grant is not listening because now he knows I can fight spiders.
You know what I'm capable of.
And I don't want this responsibility.
Yeah, but that was an emergency fight.
It was. Like, she saw the panic on my face. She was like, I got you.
Well, you really weren't. You're like, no, thank you. No, thank
I did.
You.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
You were polite to Charlotte.
I go, oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Get on me. Ah.
That actually just kind of hit a nerve for me because I get the manly responsibility of killing an insect, a spider, a roach, yeah. whatever the case may be.
Oh.
But it really grinds my gears sometimes when, like, I'll either be in bed or I'll clearly be doing something.
Dude.
And I get called out just to get a little baby roach
yes.
that might already be dead.
This happens to me all
bro,
the time.
It ticks me off so bad.
Yeah, all does it? Tell us how you feel.
Yeah,
it's just like, bro, just flick it or like get a paper towel and pick it up. It's not that hard. It's not gonna kill you.
Now, have you expressed these feelings to Simone?
Absolutely, but
and,
you know.
And what did she say?
She says she don't care. You're gonna do it.
And how does that make
she said
you feel?
It sounds like a you problem.
Makes me feel like I'm in a corner that I can't escape.
Okay. Well, maybe you just play asleep next time.
You know what?
I've tried that before. It doesn't work
in my house. You know what?
She'll
I don't think
drop
it works.
Kick me in the head.
She'll shake me awake.
Well,
probably.
You know what? But there you go. There is your get back because you made her get all the way up and walk in there to at least wake you up. See?
That's
so at
true.
Least she had to get up. And then you could be like, you walked all the way in here? You walked by the roach?
It could have been done by now.
I was summoned
well,
yesterday to remove a baby lizard from my kitchen.
A like lizard?
Like,
how
like
cute.
One of those ones that has like a blue stripe on it.
Put it on a piece of paper.
It was like, it was running around. My wife put a cup on top of it to like trap it in the kitchen. And then all of a sudden I was doing the DIY in the upstairs bathroom. And my son's like, Dad, Mommy wants you. And she's like, no!
Jeez.
Now, right now. I'm like, okay, well, like, what is it? It must be the most, it must be the biggest animal, like a, you know, it must be a possum or something. No, it was just like literally like an inch and a half long.
Now, if someone would have got me for a lizard, I'd be less mad. It's more about the insects. A lizard, I would be a little bit more.
Because you're freeing a lizard. You're just an executioner when it comes to the roaches.
Exactly.
I mean,
I had to slide my Father's Day card under the cup to trap the lizard, you know, so I could escort it to the backyard.
How appropriate. Does Lindsay hit that octave, though? That deep octave that you?
What is that?
No!
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think so. Maybe, actually. Yeah.
Does that what's her voice when you know something's wrong?
It's like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Mine's a honey.
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 I just get my name. Like she calls.
That's that 1 year into marriage. Honey.
Honey.
Lindsay calls me different words when it's that situation.
Last night. When you weren't busy saving your wives from spiders and insects and lizards and all that, the Braves were out in Sacramento losing to the Athletics. It was 10-1. That one run was by Eli White. Thank you to Eli for that. Michael Harris, Ronald Acuna were not in the lineup. Didier Fuentes gave up 8 runs. Pretty sure he's not going to get another start again. This is just not pretty. We do have Bryce Elder on the mound tonight. Are you feeling a little bit more confident in him tonight?
Sure.
It's all relative.
But what I can tell you is that the All-Star game is coming to Atlanta, and we're going to be there Saturday, because I'd rather talk about that than Bryce Elder and the Braves. We'll have all the festivities covered, as we will broadcast live, me, you, and Dylan, starting at the Cobb Galleria. That's Waddle All-Star News previews and special guests. It's all brought to you, Allie, by Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION. If you're headed to the Fan Village, you can stop by and see us at Murph's all day, Saturday through Tuesday, July 15th on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I was just doing that to be funny. It didn't need to be read, but I was just being it to be funny because that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm with Norris from Commerce, but he's the Braves.
I'm going to keep watching.
Right.
Because that's who I am, and it's what I am. I love the pain of sports, I guess, at times, and I'm a fan. I'm not going to stop watching. I've watched a lot of bad teams in my day, and the Braves have given me a lot of good times. So I'm not going to stop watching the Braves. I will probably talk about them less in my personal life because I don't need to hear pain. I don't need to have that pain all the time, but it's frustrating. Look, though, the thing I keep thinking back is this is a bad year. What I need is I'm not really sure that Brian Snitker is going to do another year. I don't think he was going to do another year before the season. I definitely don't think it midway through. But Alex Anthopoulos is not going anywhere, okay? He's not. Because the ownership's not going to fire a guy that's, to me, not responsible for what's going on because they have such a tight reins on the purse strings that you can't just sign anybody you want like these other teams. And that's what it takes to have that depth, because when you're a team that wins every year, you use depth to go get pieces in the middle of seasons that you may, I say minor league depth, to go get pieces that you need to compete that year for a championship. And that's what this team has done. That's why the minor league system's at. That on top of the fact that they couldn't sign international players for like 5 or 6 years. So they've a big part of their minor league depth was hit. And that's why we're where we are.
And, and I'll add on top of that, too. I had a buddy of mine that came over last night, and he's like, man, what do you think the Braves should do? I'm like, well, first of all, I think they should probably talk Brian Snitker into go ahead and resigning in the second half. And I think that would alleviate both sides from a lot of pain. I don't think Brian Snitker wants to deal with all the stuff going on with his team right now.
Right.
You're missing 80% of your opening day rotation or whatever else it may be. It's ridiculous. He's been in this game a long time, though, and he deserves the right to take this team as far as he wants to. But I think it would benefit both sides if in the second half that he's like, you know what, I'm going to step aside. I don't know I don't know what the next step is. I don't know who you go to hire. I know that there's been some names thrown around in terms of people that you would want brought in, but I don't know what the step is after that. It's not going to help anything this year, though. Whoever leads the team in the second half other than Brian Snitker, I don't think they're going to be able to do anything different. But a lot of good managers, good head coaches in sports, sometimes their voice does get a little stale, and sometimes they do have to step aside, and I think he would be better off for it.
The voice ain't making a difference, right, with this team.
No.
Okay? But I think what maybe you do is Snick says, hey, this is it for me. I'm going to retire to the year. I don't think you let him go. I don't think he quits in the middle of the year. I think he says, I'm not going to quit on this team, but this will be the last season that I do this. I think that would probably be a better way to handle it more than anything.
Dem Aktionscode SQUEED erhalten Sie 15% Rabatt auf Ihre Bestellung unter http://wsoße.com.
All right, we got to be quick with this. So I want to get right into it. Remember when we were talking about Kirk Cousins having his own people earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doctors, trainers, therapists.
A whole staff.
Well, apparently Patrick Mahomes does as well, and he is not happy with a Kansas City radio host. Kevin Kitzman, I believe is how you pronounce this guy's name, KCMO. You know what? I don't care if I pronounce his name wrong because I think the guy's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, let's just call him Kitzman. I don't even know.
He basically went on and blasted Mahomes for a shirtless image that came out around July 4th. Kitzman called Mahomes fat and said he was an embarrassment. Well, the trainer, Bobby Stroop, he fired back. He's now deleted this message on Twitter, which, dude, it's out there. I mean, Pro Football Talk is literally quote tweeting this, all right? Yeah. So, well, no reason to delete it.
All you're doing is stopping the replies at that point.
Stroop said, you know, you can turn those off these days.
Yeah.
Stroop said, send me your location. You obviously need attention. If you want to see what it in shape is, go make it through a practice at training camp or run hurry-up offense scrambling back-to-back-to-back plays. You don't have a clue what it takes. It's not a look. It's a performance.
Wow.
And
it's not a look. It's an attitude.
You know, I think he's right. The fact that a radio host is calling him, look, we are paid for opinions. And I think there's a way to say things. But I always get irritated when people sit in our seat who there's a lot of radio hosts that look like they sit in chairs all day, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and put it out mm-hmm. there. And there's a lot of them that don't, you know? There's guys that keep in shape. There's guys that play, you know? You've done a good job of keeping in shape since you've
played. I
appreciate
that. Yeah,
dude, don't cast stones that you're not willing to, that you can't back up, all right? You throw out these darts like this. It's first off, you're talking about a Hall of Famer.
You're talking about the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I don't think you're in that position. And I think we would all be surprised. There's this whole saying, he's in the best shape of his career coming into this camp. But Mike will tell you, Allie, that in football, a lot of guys come into camp heavier than they're ever going to play.
Yeah.
Now, Julio used to come into camp looking like he was every bit of 260. He wasn't. He was like 230 when he came in, 240. But you're going to lose weight during the season. Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio wrote it on. He went all this way, you know, players that are thicker survive better. That's okay. That's cool. Yeah, maybe you can take a shot better. But this, I'm sorry, but a guy sitting in my seat that never played professionally shouldn't be going on the air calling a guy fat and an embarrassment. Now, if you come in 40 pounds overweight, maybe, Mike?
Look, man, who would you rather have on your team? Anthony Richardson or Big Ben? And I promise you that Big Ben is going to be your pick, but Anthony Richardson probably looks better in his swim trunks right now on vacation before training camp starts. All right, just throwing it out there.
I've always had an issue with it. And even when I was a producer, even when I was a fan, and it wasn't even it. It's just, it's a little much. It's a little rich, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Very rich. Well, we got a roll for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thank you for being here today. Major, major thanks to Queen of the Ring, Jade Cargill, for stopping by. Of course, check her out on WWE's Evolution on Sunday. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
wish Steak Shapiro a happy birthday. And stay cool, Atlanta.